Well, still with political and cabinet matters, the government today agreed plans for the state to part fund student accommodation in Galway, Mayo and Limerick. The decision was made in an attempt to address the growing student accommodation crisis and will see construction of 700 new beds begin early next year at a cost of €35 million. Let's talk now to the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, who's in our Dáil studio. Very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Before we come to this, perhaps just a word about that decision in relation to the toll roads. Is it clear to you where this €12.5 million is going to be found?
Yes, these funds will be provided to the Department of Transport from the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform from the central. I think that's right. I think it's proper. Obviously, the three party leaders in government were very eager to resolve this in a way that helped commuters, helped hauliers, but also didn't take money away from public transport budgets. And I think the decision we've arrived at today is a sensible and balanced one.
Well, now, in relation to your plan, which you've brought to Cabinet today for provision of additional beds initially at least, Galway, Maynooth and Limerick. How are these going to be delivered?
So, Brian, we need a new approach to student accommodation, and I got agreement today to have a new policy in government where we will use taxpayer funds to part fund the construction of student accommodation. What we're doing is we're starting with projects that already have planning permission in Maynooth, in Limerick and in Galway, but projects that had been stalled because they hadn't been deemed to be viable. And what we're endeavouring to do through an investment of €32 million is fill that viability gap. Mm-hmm. This will result in nearly 700 student accommodation beds being built that simply otherwise wouldn't have been built. But it's actually more fundamental than that, because it marks a changed approach, and it says to all universities now around the country, let's work together and we will actually help you devise a model that can increase student supply. And of course, as I've said many, many times, this is not just about students and families, but because of course they benefit. It actually helps in increasing housing supply overall across the country.
So the state then will provide a third of the funding, is that right, in these projects?
It varies from project to project. So in relation to Maynooth University, we'll provide up to €10 million, for Limerick up to €20 million, and University of Galway we'll be providing €0.85 million, mm-hmm, for 15 years. So what we're doing is we're engaging college by college, university by university on what the viability gap is and trying to help plug that gap.
There will though be a balance of funding required. Where does that come from?
Oh, that's a very important point. So that comes from the universities themselves. So remember, up until this point, every university bed, college-owned, had been paid for fully by university resources. So this is a partnership approach where we'll work with a publicly funded institution. They provide some of the resources. Mm-hmm. We provide other resources. And I should say we're actively engaging with DCU and UCD, who both have planning permissions as well, to see if we can get those projects over the line.
And in relation to then a third of that accommodation, that will be reserved for students who are on grants perhaps, who qualify for a subsidised rent.
Yeah, so in return for any investment we put in, we will want a certain amount of the project ring-fenced at below market rates. I think that's only right and proper, and that can obviously be targeted at students who are in receipt of student support.
Right, and the balance of the accommodation, that will be at a full market rate then, would it?
It will, and the interesting thing though in relation to that is, if you take Maynooth University, which is one we're talking about today, they had roughly 6 offers for every one place they had on their student accommodation this year. So it does show that yes, there's an affordability issue for many, but there's also actually a supply issue where many people are simply looking to take student accommodation even at current rates but can't actually access it currently.
Right, and in terms of the timescale for all this, you're hoping that work will begin next year. When might the first of this accommodation come on stream?
So I think some of this will come on stream towards the latter half of 2023. It's also important to say that there's other projects already under construction above and beyond this, like 674 units in Galway that are due to open for September. But the units we're announcing today will come on stream between 2023 and 2024. The benefit of these projects is they already have planning permission and therefore are at a more advanced stage. If I could say one other thing, there are technological universities, new universities we've opened in the regions. We have them in Mayo, Tralee, Castlebar, Waterford and Carlow, to give some examples. Mm. We're providing €1 million to the technological universities today to bring in capacity and advice to devise their own plans. Very, very eager now that we'll start developing student accommodation in the regions next year also.
How confident though can you be in that timescale when we know the pressures that are on the construction sector now in terms of rising costs and in staffing issues, in funding issues as well, which we've been talking about? In that kind of context, is it possible to deliver this sort of project in that sort of time?
I think they will all vary. They're all individual projects. So, I mean, I think the one in Maynooth is likely to take into 2024. I believe the one in Limerick will happen at an accelerated rate. So it will be project specific. But these are projects that they've been talked about for a long time. Universities are ready to hit the ground running. The issue had been viability around the financing of them. And that's the issue we're trying to resolve today.
And do you think in terms of the government's broader housing for all targets, I mean, I think it's looking like the figure, the targets will be met this year. A lot of questions about next year. Do you think that the housing for all targets for 2023 can be met?
So the targets for this year will actually be exceeded, it certainly looks like at the moment. The targets for next year are indeed challenging because there's quite a significant increase next year in the amount we need to deliver. But government will move mountains to do everything it can to intervene and to help. And I think today is another example of how we're taking an innovative solution. You know, student accommodation wasn't something that had generally been considered when we talked about housing supply. And what we're doing today is taking another effort, another attempt to actually intervene to stimulate supply. And my colleague Minister O'Brien is coming at it from all sides as well. And we'll keep going in relation to that. And there will be a relentless focus on supply throughout 2023.
And what about measures, for example, like tax breaks, which are being talked about? Tánaiste Éilí Varadkar has mentioned those as one possible initiative that might need to be taken to, particularly to deal with this question of the funding of projects for which there is planning permission and which are ready to go.
Yeah, we simply don't have the luxury in the middle of a housing crisis of taking any policy instrument off the table. Absolutely everything needs to continually be considered on an ongoing basis. We've already put in place a number of very significant measures. You saw the sod turned on the largest public housing project in Shangana by the Taoiseach and the Minister last week. You're seeing a new initiative by me today. And as we go through 2023, we will, on a weekly basis, continue to look and see what more can be done to stimulate supply. And I know Minister O'Brien is leading the charge on that, and we don't take anything off the table in relation to reducing the cost of constructing particularly public and private homes during the course of 2023.
Well, I think it's accepted we are in a housing crisis, and you know, that it's a crisis that's not going to get any better if we're looking, for example, as we are this year, at housing starts down 31%.
And I think there's a lot of metrics around housing, but there's another one as well. We're looking at the highest number of first-time buyers buying their first home in 15 years this year. But you are right. I mean, there are a number of very significant challenges around supply, not least a war and an inflationary crisis. And that's why government has to continue to be agile in its response. Housing for All is delivering real results. We will exceed our housing targets this year. I mean, that is very concrete progress. The initiative I'm announcing today will see 700 units built that simply weren't going to be built otherwise.
But what about next year? What about next year, Minister? Particularly because of this funding shortfall that has been spoken of now by very many of those in the construction sector. They say they just can't get the money to get projects underway.
Well, the government is continuing to work on a very regular basis to unblock any initiatives in terms of stimulating supply. You've seen recently Project Tussock, where we're partnering now with private industry, with private developers to get private developments underway. You're seeing new initiatives around social housing taken as recently as last week, where we're helping local authorities with their debt to stimulate supply. And today you're seeing yet another initiative in my sector to try and stimulate supply. So I do think any fair reading of the situation will show that the government is open to any and every approach to continue to reach our targets, to exceed our targets where possible, and simply to deliver homes for our people in all parts of the country.
Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, thanks for talking to us on the programme.